From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Juneau police are looking for a suspect in a fatal assault at the downtown transit center. A news release says the alleged assault happened the afternoon of June 30th. The victim was 56-year-old Aaron G. Monette of Juneau. He was transported to Bartlett Regional Hospital by ambulance and later medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. He was pronounced dead July 4th. Police say 51-year-old David E. Evanson of Juneau is their prime suspect. Police are asking anyone with information regarding Evanson's location to call police at 586-0600 or make an anonymous report online at junocrimeline.com. Authorities say a plane crash that happened last December in southwest Alaska is now believed to have been a suicide. KYUK reported Wednesday that Mark and Cecilia Matter were in their plane when it crashed last December into Marvel Dome, a mountain near the family's mine. The bodies of two crew members missing after an Alaska fishing boat overturned north of Kodiak Island have been recovered. Alaska state troopers say the bodies of 22-year-old Abigail Osborne and 18-year-old Joshua Osborne, both of Wasilla, were found on the Miss Destiny when the vessel was salvaged Tuesday. Four people were on the Miss Destiny as it traveled June 29th toward Kodiak. A rogue wave hit the vessel at Marmot Bay and it rolled. Governor Bill Walker has appointed Hollis French to lead a state agency overseeing oil and gas production and enforcing industry safety rules. French took over as chair of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission on July 1st and will serve a four-year term. He replaces Kathy Forster. French has a long political history in Alaska. He ran for lieutenant governor in 2014, along with Democratic nominee Byron Mallott, before Mallott merged his campaign with independent candidate Bill Walker. French also served as a Democratic member of the Alaska Senate for 12 years. If walrus is in your dinner plans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends you make sure it's well-cooked. The Federal Health Agency warned of the effects of undercooked game meat after two outbreaks of trichinosis in the past year in Alaska. The outbreaks sickened 10 people and all have fully recovered. It was the first multiple case of outbreaks of trichinosis associated with walrus, which can only be hunted by Alaska natives for subsistence or handicraft purposes. Now for the good news. Sunny skies in the forecast today with highs around 60, getting up into around 70 in the valley. Tonight, rain returns with lows dipping in the mid-50s, and the weekend looks like numerous rain showers for both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the 60s, lows in the 50s. That's your news update from KTOO. I'm Jacob Resnick. Have a good weekend.